We're holding Simon Nun Hey. Sif Aleph. Okay. Amrim Kaddish. So this is going to be the Lachas of Kaddish. So after Yishtabach, we went to the Lachas of Yishtabach, and now the next step is the same Kaddish. Vein Amrim Mesabapachas Mesarah Zachorim. We need 10 males, which are B'nei Charon, which are their men, and they have to be freedmen. They can't be slaves. Gedolim, they have to be adults. Halachah adults. Sheviu, Shteisaris, they have physical maturity together with age. Nehudin, the same Halachah applies. The Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Shein Amor, B'pachos Me'asor. So, Kol Darshah, Kedusha requires 10 people. Okay. So now he's talking about a general principle when it comes to kedushim. Kasher toiv l'mayit bebrachos, kach toiv l'mayit bekedushim. A person shouldn't say brachos and tzricho. So just saying kasher kedushim is not proper either. And the logic behind that would be that, you know, if we would have the proper awe of saying a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the proper awe of saying Kaddish, you know, we would think twice before you say another Kaddish. Like, you know, it's to be proposed with trepidation, with true Yir Shemayim. They're upset about the fact that people get together. They say a few more say another Kaddish, or Mishra Gemara, and that's improper. Okay, Nudin. Asar Yehudim Loyazim Shein Mi Yudeya Beloshon Kaddish Lahutzi Asam Yudei Chayvo. None of them are familiar with saying with Loshon Kaddish, so they only know some foreign language. So the Lachol Yuchal Echem Hem Las Liyos Sheikh Tzibur Balamer Kaddish Kedusha Balashon La. So in that situation, he can mutter to them in the Lashon Las. So these are tefillos which can be, the tefillah in general is nemar b'chol lashon. Mishnah says the tefillah can be nemar b'chol lashon. So this will in general to be mutter to be mutter the mile of lashon Kaddish is that. Mishmur will talk about later on that being Moitzi or Bechal being Yotze in a different language other than Lashon HaKadosh, the translation has to be correct. Whereas Lashon HaKadosh, if I don't know what a word means, I can just say the word, I'm still Yotze. And the Loyes, I need to come up with the correct translation. If I come up with this translation which is not totally precise or not totally correct, so then I didn't say the right thing. So you're not safe for Lashon Kaddish. Besides that, there's a famous Chassam Sofer where he talks about, you know, one of the issues they had in his time was obviously that the Reform wanted to change the language of Tefillah from Lashon Kaddish into the vernacular German, Hungarian, whatever it was. And he said there's obviously a special Kedusha to Lashon Kaddish. It's called Lashon Kaddish for a reason. And there's tremendous soidus and concepts which are behind all of the words and letters, etc., which does not carry over in the translation. But if you have a situation where you can't be mitzvah them in any other language, you can mitzvah them in the foreign language. The Mishnah Berurah does quote that Chassam Sofer later on. He says that even this should not be done regularly. It should be done only by kriyat. Okay, so we say Kaddish. Pirish Beis, the Cotton Beis. Pirish Achim Pesuk of Zimra. So this is said after Pesukah Zimra, after Yishtabach, which is after Pesukah Zimra, you say Kaddish. We didn't start it. You require 10 people there. Shkol Dabash of Kedusha, going Kaddish of Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kiyos HaTorah, Nesiyas HaPayim. So everything was Dabash of Kedusha, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kiyos HaTorah, and the Nesiyas HaPayim. Now, Nesiyas HaPayim is questionable, why it's called Dabash of Kedusha. It's a mitzvah in the Kayan to give a bracha. Why is it called Dabash Kedusha? It requires 10 people. The Gemara, it's a Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah lumps them all together. It talks about Dabash Kedusha, it talks about Baruch Hu, it talks about Kriyas HaTorah, it talks about Nesiyas HaPayim. It's possible that Nesiyas HaPayim is really only the Drabbanan, that it needs 10 people. So we're darshaning, this is Dinder Raisa, that Hatsi needs 10 people. So the Kedusha is done, B'toch B'nai Yisrael. It says Toich over here, and it says Toich by the Meraglim. And Yossi Yeshua Kalev, and Nishra Sara, that's 10. 12 minus Yeshua Kalev is 10. We create Edo called Edo. And it says over here, then it says Mitoich Edo HaRazos. He bought the Mitoch Eda Razois. So you see the word Eda and the word Mitoch go together. So it says Eda here, it says Eda there. Over there it says the word Mitoch, over there it's Mitoch, Mitoch B'nai Yisrael. So we understand it's a two-step Gzeir Shabbat to tell you you need 10 people. Chol Kadeshim Shabbat Lezeh, all Kadeshim require 10 people. Fil Kadesh Rabbanon, Shal Achar Liman, even after you're learning, which is not part of Tefillah, it also requires 10 people. There is a Rizal. The Rizal says that this drasha being dashed with something in Yisrael is not an asmachta, which people call it as basha, that is an asmachta, but it's a drasha gemura. And therefore, every time a person says a davar shel kedusha, he's mekayim the mitzvah say the raisa being dashed with something in Yisrael. So a person should have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah say the raisa being dashed with something in Yisrael before a person says kedusha or kaddish. A person will be mekayim according to the Rizal the mitzvah the raisa of being dashed with something in Yisrael. Kiddush Hashem basora. That's quite a opportunity. Kosebatas the esamir is pesukah the zimra ain't tzarich hasara. You don't need 10 people while you're saying pesukah the zimra. Tafilim amaru biyachidat. Each one said it separately. Kol sheyesh asar b'shas amir skadosh dai bekach. So that's enough. However, he's going to qualify that. Mechanim hiskilah dispala arbis biyachidus bo asar leis amir skadosh. He said amar separately. By the time he got to the end of the birchas kriyas shema, there was 10 people. Yachol amar skadosh. Mechanim called limud shalom loymed. Psukim or a gada. Abamiris Aleno, Abamiris Ashtresh, Kadam Mincha, Abamiris Tehillim, Abarakrim, Hoya Bali Minyan, Mizam and Take of Minyan, Sheesh Lamar Kaddish. Even though you said it without a Minyan, but if immediately when you finished, there was the tenth man came, you could say Kaddish, and that's sufficient. That's the Taz Shikta. Zatim Shabura, Mogan Ramasim, and some of Tesser, Shamadal, Loy Kosov Kain, says not like that. Chema Grobasim, Shamadal, Mucha Kamogan of Ram, and the Gro also says not like the Taz. Alkenis Gimu Achrenim, Prima Gadim Derechaim, and the Sharp Preskim, the Nochon, in that situation, not to lie on the Taz, but Shiyarm Rachakach Mizmor, so when the tenth man comes, you should then repeat a Mizmor, or at least Shlesh Psukim, at least three Psukim, and Yarmur Kaddish, and then you can say the Kaddish. Not like the Taz, as my Ram holds it, you must have 10 people there at the time of the saying the Psukim to allow you to say the Kaddish. Now comes I'm prima godam the pshitzu sosov I skim on the mucham yinei the linyi kipsuk of the zimra linyi tfilas arbis gamma mogan rom merdala atap that since these kadeshim are part of seder atfila, so seder atfila you had and then the maestro you got 10 people before you got to so there the kaddish not only is going back in pshitzu of the zimra it's also going as part of the seder atfila for what's going to be further now you have 10 people so there the mogan rom would agree to the tops. That's what he suggests. So you need 10 people, which are schorim, are males, lafuke noshim, avadim gitanim. It can't be women, can't be avadim, it can't be children. Who adin tumtum majorganis? A person who's a tumtum, so his genitalia are not visible, so it's not clear whether he's a male or a female. Majorganis has both them on him, so he's a combination of both. Bechatziyeb, bechatziyeb, ben charin. Every person is half read, also in a mitzvah, cannot become part of the minyan. Okay, so you need the people. You need the minyan has to be of 10 people, which are gedolim. I'm pichadosh simin samates shakara arur ala makomis shadayim shakatan armer kaddish ubaruchu akol adam acharav the shalakadin himoisim that they allow the cotton to say. They say the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu by Yishtabach, that's improper. Now the Kaddish by Aleinu, which referred to as Kaddish Yosim, One of the reasons is because we allow a katan to say it. But this kaddish is part of Seder HaTfila, has to be said by a gadol. So they're complaining. The pre kaddish is in current hager. He's making a complaint, an argument against people which are allowing this. The shalokah did him by doing something which is improper. Afilo miyeshasura anoshim gadolim chutz mimenu. Even though there's 10 people besides the child, so he's not counting for the minyan, but he can't be the one who's being made to them. Also agrees with that. So that's the idea of saying Kaddish together, saying Kaddish at the same time, is questionable. It's clear from many of the earlier poskim that they did not have such a minhag. The Ramah, the Shach, and the Taz, all that each Kaddish was given to one individual. And you still go to the Ekash Shul, so you go to Tel Zeshiva. Only one person says Kaddish at a time. And they apportion out the Kaddishim amongst the different people who have a Chiyah. But it has developed that there's people saying, multiple people are saying Kaddish at the same time. And now, Echad Makdim, and one of them, is, instead of saying it synchronized, one person is going ahead. Simboim kolechad techad dibra, if they're within techad dibra of each other, yani imarishan oimo acharan amein rial lekulam. So as long as they end within techad dibra of each other, whether you say amein before, after the first person, before the last person finished, or after the last person, which is techad dibra when the first person finished. So one amen will count for both kadeshim that you or all the multiple kadeshim that you're hearing. However, if there's a longer time lapse between the two of them, you would respond to each kaddish separately. There is another place I think the Mishnah talks about. He says, if you're going to find that confusing, trying to focus on multiple kadeshim at the same time, you end up like not focusing on anything. So you focus on one, and you just answer a main to that. Okay, nudin. If you create a garlam through a sefer yitzira, so the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva about it. He holds that you can't count them towards the minyan. He's mesupik about it. His rayas are very interesting. There's no direct raya on the shayla from Shas. There is one raya. His argument being he was called Adam, he was called a man, so it would be also to kill him. So it was also to kill him. The Morris says in Sanhedrin that there was one time that they told him Tuvla Afrach, and this garland went back to its original state. So why isn't there a Ritzicha? Apparently he's not considered man, that there's no Ritzicha on him. But he brings some other rayas which are more like the scenarios where the Morris says that the Eliezer came to Shul one time and there was only 9 people including himself, and he had an Eved with him. So if he'd free his Eved, he would have 10 people. And there's an Issa RSA to free Eved Kanani, and he freed his Eved. So the Morris said, why did he do it? Because the Mitzvah Til Batsibra allowed him to be able to do that, be over that Issa RSA. So what's the problem? Just make a garland. That's his raya. LMI, the older garland didn't count the dominion. You have to understand from that thought process, it means it's like it was obvious to him that the Eliezer could just make a garland like this. Like, what's the big problem? Apparently, the Chacham Tzvi's grandfather, his name was Reliyahu Baal Shem. Reliyahu Baal Shem made a garland. So I guess, figured his grandfather could do it, or Eliezer HaGadol from the time of the Tanoim could do it also. Like, so what's the big spritz? Make a garland. LMI garland doesn't count. Now, I mean, I would have said maybe you can make a garland, but you need dirt. I don't know. You need something, It was close to Shkia, so they didn't have time to make a garlam. I don't know, I guess. So I mean, it's like interesting raya, you know, like, you know, the thought process is interesting. See, it comes out that you can't count them for the minyan, in case you were worried about that. Okay, who was in the Kedusha? I have no idea why the Mishnah Berurah feels the need to quote this. This like you know, it's like, I guess Mishnah Berurah held it was a halacha, you know, gay halacha ma'aseh also, you know. I mean, what would you do if you had a shayla like that, you know? The Ber Hetev quotes it also, so I guess he's just following the Ber Hetev. And some cotton bays, he quotes it also. Okay, who did the Kedusha, this halacha that you need, it has to be a male, it has to be an adult, it has to be free, etc. It applies to all the Yonim of Kedusha also. Who did the Kedusha, who did the Chol Chazor Shashatz, the Shar Chasara, Chazor Shashatz needs 10 people, it has to be males, adults, who are free. It's called Dabashim Kedusha because of the Kedusha which is in it, but that confers the status of Dabashim Kedusha to the whole Chazor Shashatz. Okay, Nudin. Ein parchsim mishiva kadeshim b'chol yom. Person should have at least 7 kadeshim during the day. Correspond to the pasuk kenegad sheva b'yom hilal ticho. Pasuk says, David Melch says, 7 times a day I gave you halal. Then what are these 7? Echad achad p'sukad zimra shu achad yishtabach. The first one is after yishtabach. B'sheni chatzikadosh achad tefilas yudches brachus. After Shemoneh Esrei, after Tachanun, this is the second one of the two. Ashishi Acher Seder Kedusha, we call Kaddish Yiskabel. After you said well, it's Zion with the Kedusha which is in it, you say another Kaddish. Oboy Amrim Gamken Tiskabel Tzlo Yisoyin, Shushak Gamken Tzvila Shemoneh Esrei. We do mention Tiskabel Tzlo Yisoyin because it's also referring back to Shemoneh Esrei. That's your third one. The fourth one is after Aleinu. The fifth one is after Ashrei. The sixth one is after Mincha is finished. And the seventh is before Shemoneh Esrei by Maariv. That's his calculation. So he's understanding that the Kaddish that you say at the end of davening by Mincha and by Maariv after Aleinu, that's not a Kaddish Chiyuv B'Klal, so it doesn't go into this Din of Shevah Yom Hilal Ticha. Now Mishnah Berurah says, what about, so that's why we don't count the Kaddish after Aleinu by Mincha or by Maariv. What about the Kaddish after Shtilas Shemoneh Esrei by Maariv? You're counting it by Mincha, the Kaddish before Mincha, and the Kaddish after Mincha. Not the Kaddish after Aleinu. Fine, but by Maariv also, you should count the Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei and the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei. So what's that with that? Mishnah Berurah, the Kaddish Acher Tefilas Arvis, at the end, our Kaddish Sholem, Kaddish, we should say Tiskabel, which is after Maariv, after who Gam Kain Mitzvah, it's not considered one of the 7 that a person must do. It is proper to do it, obviously. And the Levush gives various different reasons that why we don't count these, anything other than these 7. These 7 are the primary chiyuvim of the Chazar or Mesad Seder Atzvila. And other ones are more along the lines of Rishos. That's what he says. Beis im hisko loymer kaddish or kedusha ba'asora. The 7th thing, kaddish or kedusha, 10 people were there. And when somebody walked out in the middle, some of the people walked out. So gemar saw kaddish oyisa kedusha shehisko. You finish off the kaddish or the kedusha that you started. However, v'hushi nishtayeru. Reuben, as long as the majority of the minion is still there, you have six, seven people. Even though 3 people walked out, you can continue to finish off that tefillah. There's other hagah umikom mokum averi hilot says it's horrible that a person should leave. It's an avera. If you tell me, says, what am I doing wrong? He still has the kaddish anyway. So he still has the kaddish anyway. What am I making lose? So I might as well leave already. No. It's an avera. V'aleim nemar v'izvei Hashem yichlu. Plus it says, Ozer Hashem, those who leave Hashem, Yichlo will be destroyed. So it's referring to people who walk away when there's an opportunity for being part of a minyan and they walk away. But if, as long as there's actually a minyan left on the ground to address the issue, to say the kedusha, whatever it is, that this person, then we said that the person who wants to leave early, as long as he's leaving a minyan behind, he can leave early. Okay. So we're cutting off. If it was maskal to say kadosh or kedusha, and some people walked out, you had exactly 10, and some people walked out, so you don't have 10 anymore. So you finish that off. Within the Chodav Rishatzar HaSar, you're going to see Skapayim, Kriya Satara, Aftar Benavi. All of these things, if you need 10 people, you start a lighting with 10 people, and then somebody walked out. You can continue. You start a Haftarah, and then somebody walked out. So now, laning doesn't help you for Haftarah, but once you finish laning, start Haftarah, and then somebody walked out, you finish off the Haftarah. So we finish off whatever is relevant to the rest of Kriyas HaTorah or the Navi, and that's what's the Nevuah for the day, for the Haftarah for the day. But that carries us into you ought to finish off this without 10 what you started. You can't start something new. You cannot start something new. So, where's it going on? He started saying Kaddish or Kedusha, Lermer Kaddish. His called Lermer Yishtabach Basora. Let's say, however, the situation was you started Kaddish with 10. You started Yishtabach with 10. By the time you finished Tabach, somebody left. Yotzim Mixosin. When you start Asher, there's 10 people. Then one guy walks out. Now you only have 9 people. You didn't start Asher yet. You didn't start Kaddish yet. You started Asher, you didn't start Kaddish yet. So if you start Kaddish already, finish up. And then the guy walks out, finish up. But the guy walked out before Kaddish. But when you started Yishtabach or Asher, you had 10. So what do you do? The Primogodim is Masupik. The Ulai, you can learn my Kaddish, maybe you could say Kaddish, because since Mitzah, the tefillah that you're saying it on, you had 10 people. Because the Kaddish is going back to what was beforehand. Over here, being Shach is being Yishtabach, and my Mincha being Ashrei. So, maybe that's. When you had 10 when you did that, so you were right to say Kaddish afterwards. Because you had 10 when you said it. I was a Jewish Shemel Yerabba, the Omnum is Saber, Marmor Mordechai, Berachayim, and Bechai, Odom, Kulam, Possel, Yucholam, Kaddish, Bezet. So they raise a question. So my, so the Maskot of many later poskim is that we do not rely on the Shita, and we do not say Kaddish. So 10 people left in the middle of Kedusha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like you needed 10 people there for the first bracha, the second bracha, and the third bracha. They walk out, then you can finish the rest of Shemone Esrei. So no, what did it feel about Rakba Abbas? Kem Abbas, Sif Gimel. At the beginning of Chedosh HaShatz, there was 10 people, and one guy walked out in the middle of the first bracha. The Chasna finishes off the rest of Chedosh HaShatz. After the Rakat Lerbusa, the Sefer, the Afilu B'Zeh, the Afka, Im Nishar Ruben. Maybe the reason why I caught in this case, some of the case where you already gotten through the first into Kedusha already, and now somebody leaves, so you say, oh, you know what? So you said so much, the main part of Shemone Esrei, you said already, or you're saying, so the fact that somebody leaves now, maybe it's not a problem. Why is that relevant? This din, you keep going. No, because this din is only true if you keep going as long as you have a majority. But if you don't have a majority, you, and you don't keep going. So maybe over here that the only had the problem which developed after Kedusha, maybe you could keep going even with less than a majority. So that's not true. So you finish that Kaddish, right? So Kaddish, you know, your Kaddish Shekhar and Baruch Hu. So let's say it's referring to the first Kaddish, the Kaddish of after Yishab before Baruch Hu. What's with Baruch Hu? Because the Rechaim B'Shem Le'Rab, the Yuchel Ermer Gam Kain, Baruch Hu, the Kula Chadin Yanahu, say Rav Mordechai, Chalak Oza Ayin Shem. So Rav Mordechai says, that's clear, we're saying you can finish that tefillah. So if it's Chazar Shashatz, it's Chazar Shashatz. If it's Kaddish, it's Kaddish. So you had 10 at the beginning of Kaddish, and one person walked out. So you only have 9. Keep going and finish Kaddish. Okay, good, finish Kaddish. Say Baruch Hu. That's in the Winyan. Right now, I only have 9 people. How can I say Baruch Hu? Right? That would be the pastor, like the Rambam Mordechai. Comes along the Derech Chaim from Eliyahu Rabba, that no, that this is all the act of the praise of Kaddish Baruch Hu, which goes to Mishtabach, into Kaddish, into Baruch Hu, into Berachos Kriyas Shema. So you could say Baruch Hu. Mishmura brings both shittas, and it's not Makriya Pashas, and you would not say. So we let him finish that Kaddish or that Kedusha. Now, who then called Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei? We don't just finish Kedusha, we finish the whole Chazar Sashatz. Fine. The Fimash Mavur Bahagor, Shemesif Gimel, so not only do you finish Chazar Shashatz, so the person started Chazar Shashatz with 10 people, right? And then somebody left early. So now you only have 9 people. So you finished off the rest of Chazar Shashatz. That's out. Then days, you say Tachanun, or okay, so there's no Tachanun, you go straight to the Kaddish, right after Shemoneh Esrei, or after Tachanun. You say that also. So that's all going back on the Chazar Shashatz, which you were allowed to say because you had 10 people when you started. Not only that, you say Kaddish Sholim at the end, which says Tizkab Othosim, has been referring back to the tefillahs of the Tzibur, specifically the Chazar Shashatz. So all those you're allowed to say also. Gamer Gam Chasti Kaddish, Kaddish Sholim Shacharet. However, Kaddish after Olenu, obviously you wouldn't be saying. That's a separate Indian. You wouldn't be able to say that. Because of the Yomer Gamkin Baracha, the Lakenu Malakeh Basinu Barachinu Bar Baracha Mashuleshes, Chol Shehischo, Matilash Manasvei Garmra. So you're allowed to say the Birchus Kahanim in Chazar Sashat that you say that the Chazan says. Avogav the Tanan in Nisim Kapayim Bepochas Miasar. Actually, Nisim Kapayim needs 10 people, and that's true. Filim Hiskel Hatfilah Basar. Even though Chazar Sashat, you started with 10 people. One guy leaves. Now you're never to serve. They do Duchening every day. So you only have 9 people. So you're allowed to finish one essay, but you don't say the Kadam do not say Nisim Kapayim in that situation because you don't have 10 people. That's a separate Indian. You don't say 10 people. But even so, the Nusa that we say, which sort of represents Birchus Kahanim, the Chazan will say, okay, that's now embedded into Shemoneh Esrei that comes part of Chazar Sashatz. Kedisa Biran Ubes Yosef. Hanadavka Nishiz Kapai Mamish Mashum Shwinyan Acher. The actual Duchening is something else. Our tefillas elokeinu b'lekei abasinu b'barchinu b'barchinu hamshuleches yomar echos hehiskel b'tefillas shemoneh esrei gam hashayach l'tefillas shemoneh esrei. This is part of the tefillah you're allowed to say. So even though it's representing, as it were, the duchening which you couldn't do in these circumstances, but right now it's part of shemoneh esrei, so you say. Ruben Hanoshisha Labina Ruben the Minker. So we say Roy, we don't need 7. Sometimes you need 7 should be an obvious Roy, but to be obvious to the eye that you have whereas if it's a close majority, it's not so obvious, and sometimes we can tell if it's 5 or 6. No, 6 is enough. The guy leaves a very he nearly Shwetzalarmer. Imanu Mam did not shikim Roy Soy Hunyan. He doesn't wait till the end of that part of davening. So that's raw. I will mount it out Shigmo Hinyan. Time is that. So he waited till the end of that part of davening. That's sufficient. Guy walks in for Baruch Hu. So he came in for Baruch Hu. So he says Baruch Hu. How he leaves? He says, well, it's going to be Chazar Shashatz. He says, that's not my chiv. Why? It's Hashem Yichlu. No. Hashem Yichlu means when we start Chazar Shashatz, if I leave in the middle of that Inyan, I got a problem. This Inyan I did was called Baruch Hu. That's done. Now there's a new Inyan. I didn't buy into that deal. So that's not called Ezri Hashem. So when you're not sure, but if he was there for Chazar Shashatz, then so since we said that the Kaddish of after the Chatzi Kaddish after the Chazar Shashatz B'Shachris, and then eventually the Kaddish Sholem is all going back on the Chazar Shashatz, so a person should not leave in that situation unless he's leaving 10 people behind. Abul Im Nisharu Ein B'Ralocha raises the question that when we say you're allowed to leave, exactly where does that let you move out? You move out in the middle of Kedusha? That's one question. The second question which he brings up over here in the Bayer Locha is, there's 10 people, one guy left. So the ninth guy says, I got to go also. I wouldn't have left, but he left anyway. So is there anything wrong with number 9 leaving that point in time? So Mishabur says Tzorachim. He's not the real Lachas, he's Tzorachim. What the Lord says, so who should kvar shama kedusha b'kadesh shema adolim? So this person is leaving mitzad the din of impacting negatively to the Chazar, the Dabar Shem B'Kedusha, that he's not doing. There's 10 people left behind. Now, he has a personal chiv to be around to hear, to answer Kedushas and Kedeshim, etc. That's a separate issue. A person has a chiv to hear, to have 7 Kedeshim every day. So that he's got to do. So he might get it later on. You might have heard it before by the early minyan. So a person knows, theoretically, they're going to leave, have to leave early. But it's minyan, they should try and come early to the early minyan, at least chaparayin, answering those kedusha and those kadeshim, to even though he's going to have to leave before the end of the next minyan. He already said kadosh, answered those kadeshim and said kedusha. That's his point. Let's chaparayin one more sif. Okay. Sif gimel. So a person started Chazar, they started Chazar Shashatz, they started the first bracha, and then one person left. So you continue the rest of Chazar Shashatz, including saying Kedusha. We don't say, well, the Kedusha really is, Chazar Shashatz is one thing, Kedusha is really a separate concept. It happens to be it's embedded into Chazar Shashatz. The bad of Kedusha is Kedusha. Right? So the fact that I have 10 Chazar Shashatz should not allow me to say Kedusha. That's not true. If they said Baruch Hu, and then before they got to Shemoneh Esrei, some people, that's Tfilas Yotzer, the Yotzer Or, etc. So one of the people left, so you got to Shemoneh Esrei, you only had 9 people. Listen, we started Shacharis with 10 people, so I can do Chazar Shashat. No, you can't. Because the 10 people was there for the Yotzer part, and not for Chazar Shashatz. Vim Yotzel Achash Hitzchel B'Kol Rom U'Kedusha. So if the 10th person left after he started Chazar Shashatz, so not only do you say Chazar Shashatz, like the Mishnah mentioned before, Yechel Mahashtim Kol Seder HaKedusha B'Lemer HaKadosh Shalom Shalchareh. So you say the Chatzi Kaddish after Tachanun, or and then you say Ashrei Lametzeach and Uvel Etzion with Seder Kedusha, and you say Kaddish Shalom Tiskabo, even you only have 9 people now, or you have Roiv, you have 7 people, you have 6 people, right? But you started with 10. Start Chazar Shashatz with 10. That's all you need. The Shachat Tefillah, all those go back to the Shemoneh Esrei. Sherei Omer Tiskabel Tzolosoin. Avol. Ein Karen Batara. But if it's a wonder, if there's a, you cannot take the Sefer Torah out to lane, the saying, you know, that's a separate concept. It happens, we do it during, as part of Tefillah, but really, because Rosh Hashanah creates a Torah, is really a separate din. And, until it's Arabic, Kalash Achara of Loshayach, the Kriyashma of Birchaseh. So a person starts the Bracha by Arabic with 10, Baruch Luchud, and then, you could say the Kaddish after then the Birchas Kriya Shema, but you can't say the Kaddish after the Shilash Shmoneh Esrei. Hey, Marv. Okay. What should we do over here? Chaprad, Mr. Bertul. Tesvav. Fil Kedusha. So they started all this with 10 people. So you keep going, and you even say kedusha. Wood in the garmer shatz called tefillah shmonesrei. Well, not kedusha. The mishumdul name of lehun yinacher. It doesn't mean only kedusha, and then you stop. It means all the chazar shatz. The point is, even kedusha, which you could have argued mistakenly so, that it's really not part of shmonesrei. Really, it's a separate thing called kedusha. We happen to be embedded in shmonesrei. The batsim is a separate inyan. So the right to finish chazar shatz does not allow you to say kedusha. That's not true. It does allow you to say kedusha. That's the point we're saying. But it doesn't mean lafuke. That you don't finish the rest of Chazar Sashatz. So that they left Lachash Yitzchilu. And now can I list it? Lafuke Mimarash, Shehubi, Bavadabra, Mimarash, Shirotz, Lahokal Bazem, Lemeth Fias, Kamas, Apoiskim, who are feeling that Tfilah Balachash, Shoyagamkin Basura, Dinahu Shal Yaskal, Hashatz, Bakorom, Bakorom, Mysura. So it's not enough that you had 10 people for Shilash Ranastra, you must have 10 people starting Chazar, by beginning of Chazar Sashatz. If, however, you attend by Borchu, and during Birchus Kriya Shema, one of them left, the spell of Yotzer, I'm Rechonim Sheiskimu. The Filo Loi Omer Rak Kaddish of Borchu Basar, Yotzer Mixos and Kadim Sheiskul Klaal Birchus Yotzer, Mikri Kumash Sheiskul of Bekar Basar, Vekhelim Lahitzi Acherim, Achman Esrei, Filo Bepachas Meyasar. You know what, I'm not going to run through this. Let's pick up that one again tomorrow night.